You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Locked On Eagles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's Louis DiBiase joining you on this Friday edition of the show, February 15th, 2019. I got an awesome podcast for you guys today. We're going to be talking with Utah State running back Darwin Thompson, who's going to be entering the 2019 NFL Draft. Guys, if you are looking for a running back for the Philadelphia Eagles, a team that has really been missing a featured RB1 since LeSean McCoy, and while last year Jay Ajayi, LeGarrette Blount, and Corey Clement averaged or surpassed 200 yards in the Super Bowl and helped the Eagles get that ring, outside of that, the Eagles have really struggled at the position since 2015, when Chip Kelly traded away LeSean McCoy, right? They went through the likes of Ryan Matthews and DeMarco Murray, and Darren Sproles has been here for a while, but you can't really rely on him as a, you know, feature back. And then, of course, that big three last year really helped them win the Super Bowl, but then this year, once again, they struggled with Wendell Smallwood and Josh Adams manning the running back field after Corey Clement got hurt and Jay Ajayi and LeGarrette Blount left for Detroit. So this is a position that the Eagles need to address, really, to take this offense over the top, right? You know, it's a position where they still made it nearly to the NFC Championship this year without really any significant playmakers at that position, but getting a guy like a Darwin Thompson, who we're going to talk to, right? A guy that can, you know, play running back, line up in the slot, be crucial in the screen game, which Doug Peterson, we all know, loves to utilize in this offense. Having that type of player with Carson Wentz and all these pass catchers would make this instantly a top offense, although I think it already is. An RB1 would really, or just an explosive weapon in the backfield, would really put this offense over the top in 2019. I mean, look what it did for Drew Brees and the Saints, bringing in Alvin Kamara with Mark Ingram. You look at the conference championship games in the Super Bowl, having Sony Michel for New England. Look what that did for that offensive line and for that offense in the playoffs, and for the Rams with CJ Anderson and Todd Gurley. So the Eagles need to add a running back, but the history shows they are not going to take one with a high pick. I'm still holding out hope that they do. I think that if McCaffrey was there in the draft in 2017 or Dalvin Cook in the second round of that draft, they would have taken a running back that high. So I don't think they're totally against doing it. But Joe Douglas's history, Howie Roseman's history, is that they haven't done it yet. The highest they took a running back was, what, Donnell Pumphrey in the fourth round a couple years ago? So if they decide to take that strategy again and apply it to the 2019 draft, there's a guy in Utah State, was not a starter in high school, did not get any offers D1 or D2, played JUCO, then ended up going to Utah State last year out of the Mountain West. He's a guy that is explosive in the screen game. He is great between the tackles. He's a solid pass blocker. I think that's the one area of his game he can improve, and I think he'll say that as well. But at the same time, this Darwin Thompson out of Utah State is a weapon that could be available for the Eagles, say, you know, fourth round, maybe fifth round, although I feel like his stock might rise because this guy is just an athlete, and I'm really excited to talk to him. But if they want to take the approach of taking a running back later on, I think the Eagles are going to fall in love with Darwin Thompson as a prospect. I've been watching his film, and look, he's only 5'8", but I think he plays a lot bigger. We're going to talk to him about that, see if he thinks he can be a workhorse, who he compares himself to, who he grew up watching, all that and more. I'm really excited about this interview, so let's get to it. Let's get into our interview with Utah State running back Darwin Thompson, who's entering the 2019 NFL Draft right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. As always, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Welcome, everybody, back to Locked On Eagles on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Really excited about this guest on this Friday edition of the show. I'm joined by Utah State running back Darwin Thompson, who will be entering the draft in 2019. Darwin, once again, thanks for joining the show. Look, you've had a great story. You weren't a starter in high school. You didn't have offers D1 or D2. What was that journey like just getting from there to Utah State and to the point now where you're going to be an interesting prospect coming out of the draft? You have a lot of characteristics, a lot of, you know, talents that bode well with the NFL and what you need out of a running back nowadays. So just, you know, talk about that journey so far and, you know, what a roller coaster it's been for you.
I really just think it's a very inspiring story. First off, I would like to thank y'all for having me on also.
Yeah.
But my story is, one of a kind. I really thank God, because up until this point, I feel like it's been God's plan. Throughout high school, I was an average player with average grades, and so therefore I didn't get what I thought I wanted or needed at that time, and I went the JUCO route, and JUCO was a blessing in disguise. JUCO ended up leading me to Utah State, and JUCO, it matured me mentally and physically for the next step. And once I got to Utah State, I knew what I was going to do. It wasn't a surprise to me, because I spent so much time in junior college to where I was ready for that next step. And so I really think JUCO has set me up to where I am now as far as the point of training for the NFL and having that chance and opportunity. That's what I'm really thankful for.
Yeah, so you went to Northeastern Oklahoma A&M. I mean, how, you know, you talked about just how important JUCO was. How important was that step, you know, going from, you know, in between high school and Utah State? I mean, you said it really matured you. Did it help you develop on the field as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. In JUCO, it was me playing with guys that come from different backgrounds, different types of struggles, different reasons for why they're at JUCO. In JUCO, I had become a better leader, better with my communication skills, and my leading style is more of let's walk together rather than come walk with me like I'm better than the next man. I have my flaws of my own, so I really like to say, take my hand, we're going to all walk together, we're going to be better. It's do right, act right, and everything's going to be all right, is what my JUCO coach once told us. And so I that's how I live my life now. I do everything right, and I act right, everything's going to be all right.
You got to have that underdog mentality, that big chip on your shoulder, right? Coming from where you have to now, I mean, coming into the NFL draft, you've come a long way. You got to still, though, feel that underdog mentality, right?
Oh, definitely. I'm an underdog all my life. I mean, once I was too short, once I was not fast enough, I was too small. So I erased all that doubt. I got strong enough. It's always going to be something. So I'm going to just keep working until there's nothing they can say as far as my talents. I mean, I feel like up until this point, I've proved every doubter wrong, and I'm going to keep doing it.
And really not going to the NFL Combine this year, man, that's got to even feel even more, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. It hurt for a little bit, then I start to pray. I realize this guy's playing. He's just giving me more time to shine. My pro day is until March 28th, and I get more time to shine at my pro day. I'm going to have wowing numbers at my pro day. Therefore, I mean, me going to the combine, I think I've received more publicity not going. Me getting the combine snub has put my name out there even more. Now people are just eager to see what I'm going to do at my pro day.
I was going to say, man, I mean, you come into Utah State. What was it? You were maxing out at 560 on squats, and you were at, what, a 40-inch vertical? So I think it's disappointing but that you're not going to be at the combine, right? I mean, you're a pretty athletic specimen.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That was actually my front squat. I ended up doing 500, and then I recently just did 695 on my back squat.
Damn.
So I've been doing the weight room stuff as far as being an athlete. I think I've matured more and become a better football player, perfecting my craft as a running back just more recently, my last couple of JUCO seasons and this last season at Utah State. But I've always been an athlete. I mean, from lifting weights to running and jumping, that's just how I was raised, really. I was raised in the country, running up and down the acres of land and stuff.
Is football something you've always wanted to do, Darwin, or has this been something you more found a passion of later on in life? Just did you grow up loving it? Was there an NFL player that you looked up to growing up, or is football something that you found a passion for maybe later on in your schooling?
Well, no, football, actually, I took it more serious when I was younger, and it kind of used to break me down mentally. I wanted to be great so bad when I was younger that it was like, man, I just want to keep going. Now I'm starting to have a lot more fun with the game as I see this stuff paying off. Now a kid isn't just bigger than me or stronger than me or faster than me because they're older. When I was younger, I used to play up. So everybody was always bigger and stronger than me and faster than me. But now it's like I'm having fun with the game. I've always loved the game. I watched more of Marshawn Lynch when I was younger. Just 'cause my parents are from East Oakland. And so when we moved to Oklahoma,
I was watching Marshawn Lynch at Cal, and at that time, Adrian Peterson was playing at Oklahoma. And so my best friend's grandfather used to take us to OU games all the time. I got to watch Adrian Peterson, DeMarco Murray. And watching them, I'm thinking I'm going to grow to be 6'2". And that didn't happen. So I used to run angry like Adrian Peterson and Marshawn Lynch because I thought one day I'm going to be 6'2".
I was going to say, man, I mean, look, you're only 5'8", but you gained 5.07 yards after contact per attempt at Utah State, most in the Mountain West. I mean, you play bigger than your size. Can you be a workhorse running back? What would you say to people maybe concerned about your size going into the draft?
I can definitely be a workhorse running back. If I stood 5'11 or 5'10", what they say, I'll be able to be the workhorse. I mean, you knock a couple of inches off and I can't be a workhorse back. I really think my game speaks for itself. The weight room is present or is evident on the field when I run the ball. I'm strong enough to be a workhorse. I can get the short yardage. I could break away. I could catch the ball at the backfield. I can pass block, but my pass blocking does need to be cleaned up. But I can do it well enough that I can get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm an every down back.
What kind of player is the NFL getting with Darwin Thompson? How would you describe yourself as a player? Maybe, you know, what your strengths are. You know, you talked about maybe you can work more on your pass blocking, but you can do it. What kind of player is an NFL team going to get when they draft Darwin Thompson?
When they draft Darwin Thompson, they're going to get a player that can make all types of cuts. I can make several different open field cuts. I can catch the ball at the backfield. I can be a receiving threat. I can run between the tackles. I can run outside the tackles. I can do everything that is needed of me, and I'm going to just keep getting better. Up until this point, I surprise myself every year, every day, from the weight room to the field. I surprise myself because I keep getting better. My ceiling, I haven't even scratched my ceiling yet, and I'm looking to be the next Amir Abdullah, Jerick McKinnon, Tariq Cohen. Looking to be the next one of those players, explosive running back, receiving threats in the league. I think the league has really transformed its way into more of the college-like offenses with these smaller, explosive players making big plays.
No, I agree with you, Darwin. I think you're a perfect fit in the NFL. And look, the Philadelphia Eagles, who we cover here, they need running backs like you. Doug Peterson loves to use guys in the screen game. You know, I look back to your San Jose State game where you had 4 catches for 115 yards and 2 touchdowns. Watching your tape, the screen game seemed like it was something you were really comfortable in. Have you watched the Eagles? Have you seen Doug Peterson's offense? Is it something that perhaps if the Eagles called your name, you think you'd be a good fit there?
Oh, definitely. A lot of comparisons have been to Darren Sproles, and just watching him there is, I mean, it's easier to see myself playing in green and black just watching Darren Sproles there. I definitely can see myself catching a lot of screens out the backfield for the Eagles, running between tackles. Screens, I just most recently learned the proper way to read how to release from the backfield from Coach DeAndre Smith. That's a great running back coach I had at Utah State. But screens is a well above average part of my game.
So you think your screen game has grown from just last year? It wasn't something maybe it took off last year?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. I mean, there's a certain way to run screens,
right,
as far as slip screens, bubble screens. Just the way you read it when coming out the backfield so you do not get caught up with the D lineman. See, a lot of times some D linemen are smart enough to grab you once you come out that backfield trying to slip into the slip screen. And if you are taught the correct way, it's a lot easier. And I thank Coach DeAndre Smith for that.
Super interesting stuff. Yeah, again, I think you'd be a perfect fit with a team like Philadelphia that really needs a running back of your talents. What about, I mean, you look at guys like you said, I thought you put it perfect, where the NFL now needs players like you at running back that can, you're not really just a running back, you're a weapon. How comfortable are you maybe, I mean, you look at Le'Veon Bell, he lines up in the slot a lot when he was playing for Pittsburgh. We'll see where he goes next year. You know, guys like Darren Sproles, they're in the return game, they play receiver a lot of the time. Are you comfortable in all of those areas outside of just, you know, running the ball?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I really label myself as an athlete. I feel like I can do it all. If I need to run down on special teams, I'm going to have fun doing it. I love doing that stuff. I'm an athlete out there on the field. I'm not just a running back. I think running backs are the most athletic people on the field. So just like Le'Veon Bell, it's a swagger to his game once he lines up out there in slot because he got the confidence knowing that he's the best athlete on the field.
So, Darwin, who did you grow up liking? Like, who was your team growing up as a kid?
Growing up as a kid, it was the Oakland Raiders just because my family was from Oakland.
Right.
And, I mean, I grew up calling back home to California. My grandmother lives in East Oakland now. All my cousins, uncles live in East Oakland. But the Oakland Raiders have been my team growing up. But, I mean, since Adrian Peterson went to the league, I love the Minnesota Vikings. And watching, who was that? What was that quarterback name?
In Minnesota?
Oh, no, at the Eagles.
Oh, Michael Vick?
Not Mike Vick. Mike Vick is one of my favorite quarterbacks. When Mike Vick went to the Eagles, it was crazy. I loved Deshaun Jackson when he was at the Eagles, too.
I was going to say, you probably loved watching that Eagles offense. They had McCoy, Deshaun, yeah. Vick. Are you Donovan McNabb before Vick? So
Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, so the Eagles, look, they've had a lot of players, a lot of explosive players, like a Darwin Thompson. Hey, Darwin, let me ask you, is DK Metcalf your lifting partner?
Yes, he is.
Now, that guy, there's a picture trending on Twitter of him just with his shirt off looking absolutely ripped. Can you outlift DK Metcalf? Because, look, I've seen the numbers. I think you might be close, right?
I can outlive DK Metcalf. It's special that DK Metcalf can lift just as much as me because he's a receiver. Mind you, DK Metcalf is 6'4", 6'5", 230. We run 4.3s. When you talk about a freak athlete, DK Metcalf is a freak of not from his world, not from his planet type of athlete.
Well, Darwin, really appreciate you taking some time out of your day to join the Lockdown Eagles podcast. Again, this is Darwin Thompson from Utah State, running back heading into the 2019 NFL Draft. Darwin, best of luck with your future getting into the NFL. I hope my Philadelphia Eagles take you. Would love to talk to you down the road. But regardless of where you go, man, I'm rooting for you. You're going to have a fan in me. And just, again, appreciate you taking the time out of your day.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Locked On Eagles podcast. Really appreciate Utah State running back Darwin Thompson take, 15 minutes out of his day to talk with us. And a really interesting prospect, guys. I know, look, the Eagles need a running back right now, and they need a running back that's a weapon. Me and Gino have been talking about it, how they need a player that can not only be your best runner, but one of your best pass catchers, a great pass blocker. And look, Darwin, I thought he came off as humble. He has a... He's got an interesting story. Again, he didn't start in high school. He was an average player coming out of high school, didn't have any offers D1 or D2, went through JUCO to get up to the Mountain West level where, look, there's been some players that have come out of that conference, specifically a quarterback, Josh Allen, out of Wyoming last year. And, while Darwin's only 5'8", he's over 200 pounds. Look, he can still be a workhorse. He even said it. He thinks he can be a workhorse. Although he was comparing himself to guys like Darren Sproles and Jerick McKinnon and Tariq Cohen, I would love to have the Eagles have that kind of caliber player, and I think Darwin is that kind of guy, especially in the screen game. He is just, he grew so much, and you heard him talk about it at Utah State, the leap he took in the screen game because of the proper coaching and what goes into the screen game. It was really interesting to see him talk about the different angles and the cuts, and on bubble screens they're different, on slip screens they're different. But at the same time, I watched this guy play, and look, he grew up watching Marshawn Lynch. That's the way he plays. He plays bigger than his size at 5'8". Again, he averaged over 5 yards after contact last year in the Mountain West. That was most in the conference. This guy plays big at 5'8", and hey, he can still be a workhorse despite being 5'8". Maurice Jones-Drew from the Jacksonville Jaguars was 5'7". So yeah, he's smaller. He's not 6'1", 6'2". He's not even 5'11", like a guy like DeMarco Murray or a Christian McCaffrey or a Shady McCoy. He's a couple inches smaller, but he weighs just as much, and he plays like a bigger running back. So I think an MJD kind of shows that you can have a smaller running back get a lot of snaps. I don't think this is a player that, while he has the talent of Darren Sproles, this isn't a player that you're only going to use maybe on 30% of your snaps. I think whoever gets this kid later in the draft, it could be a steal. I've really been enamored watching his film, and that's why I had to make sure I got this guy on, because he's just got a really cool story. And yeah, man, he's confident, but at the same time, look, he's come from a place where he was not a top recruit out of high school, and even in college, you know, he went to a place like Utah State where, again, he's going to have to prove himself in a class that I really like. I think there's some great talent at this running back class up top, of course, with Josh Jacobs and Elijah Holyfield and David Montgomery, and then mid-tier, you know, guys like Miles Sanders, and I really like Bruce Anderson from North Dakota State. But here's Darwin Thompson, a guy that, look, the Eagles have not taken a running back in the first three rounds since Shady McCoy back in 2009. So if they continue that trend, signing Corey Clement undrafted a couple years ago, Josh Adams undrafted last year, if they go later on in the draft, although I feel like Thompson's stock is really going to rise after that pro day, again, he is an athletic specimen. He even said he doesn't label himself as a running back. He labels himself as an athlete. He was squatting 560 up front, over 600 pounds on the back, a 40-inch vertical. I'm really interested to see what he runs in the 40. I bet you it is maybe under 4.4. Like, he might be sub 4.3. It's going to be really interesting. I think his stock's going to rise the pro day, but regardless, if the Eagles will want to wait, right, if they don't want to take a running back with one of those first three picks they have in the first two rounds, a Darwin Thompson is a very interesting option. And once again, we thank him for joining the Locked On Eagles podcast today, sponsored by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. So for Utah State running back Darwin Thompson, I am Louis DiBiase signing off. This has been the Locked On Eagles podcast. We'll see you tomorrow with Gino and myself on Locked On the Mock, episode number 2. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. And as always, let's go Birds, baby.